friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we saw a slew of kashas on the Rambam, and now we will continue where we left off. Again, this is based on the Torah of Mori Rabbi Gaon HaGadol Rav Yitzchak Mahan Zatzal. So the Ramban is Tamea in the Sefer HaMitzvos below Sansei Kuf Samach Gimel, and what the Rambam writes, that the Isser of Prue Rosh B'Kohen Gadol was repeated in order to teach that it doesn't depend on Avelus, meaning it's Isser for a Kohen to be Parua Rosh, to let his hair grow, even not in the context of Avelus. That's why it's repeated, to tell you that Chiddush. That's what the Rambam says. The Kasha is that the Rambam himself writes in Lo Sase Kuf Samich Dalit that a Kohen Gadol is Aser Afilu Shelo B'Shas Avoda L'Kroa Al Meso. A Kohen Gadol is Aser Afilu Shelo B'Shas Avoda to rip his clothing after, as a sign of mourning for the dead. And he brings from the Sifri, Rosh lo yifra, uvagadav lo yifra, malmeso, kiderech shek b'nei adam karin uporim malmeseyem. He shouldn't let his hair grow long. He shouldn't rip his clothing on his dead, like people rip their clothing and let their hair grow on their dead. Haketzad. How does this work? Kohen Gadol Porei Milamaton. That a Kohen Gadol, when he does Prima, when he rips his clothing, he should do it from the bottom, not from top. He should do it in a different way. That means, B'Kadim Lo Yifrom, don't do it like other people do it. Ayin Sham in the Sifri. Vim Kain. Hare Adirabba. We can learn from a Kohen Gadol that it's only for a dead person, because that's what this Medrash is saying. The Medrash is talking only about a dead person, al meso, as mourning. The Rambam says that priyas harosh is not totally about velus. But you see that primas begadim is talui in avelus. Because we know that prima and prima have the same halachas. They're written in the same pasuk. So what's true about one is true about the other. So we see from this medrash that the Rambam himself brings that primas begadim only relates to a mace. So priyas harosh also relates to a mace. So how does the Rambam say that priyas harosh, it's even if it doesn't relate to a mace, it's even shelo bavelus, kash in the Rambam. However, etzim divrei Torahs Kohanim shameim. What does it say there in the Torahs Kohanim? Divo amar rosh lo yifram. If it would have said the word not rosho. If it would have said Rosh Lo Yifra, I would say that it's referring to a sota, that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't uncover her hair and he shouldn't rip her clothing. Kohen Gadol shouldn't do it. But since it says Rosho, since it says his head shouldn't let his hair grow long, and his clothing will be gadav, we say that Rosh Lo Yifra Vugadav Lo Yifra Nukadach Shibani Adam Poro Mupoma may say him. It's not talking about somebody else, it's not talking about doing it to a sota. It's talking about doing it to yourself. Don't do it to yourself as people normally do it for a mace, letting their hair grow long and ripping their clothing, and that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't do. So we can say that it is not intending to tell us that the Isser is talking about someone who does it al hames dafka, rather than mace is a mushal for priya, which is priyas atzmo, just like your porea la mace. In other words, just trying to say, talking about the kohen doing it, the kohen gadol doing it to himself, and not to others. Like the Rambam writes in Lo Sa'aseh Kuf Samach Gimel, that the Isser is to enter the Mikdash Migudle Seyar Kimosho Sin Havelim. One is not allowed to enter the Mikdash with long hair like the Havelim do. V'rak Mehem Sheikh Divrei HaTorah Kohanim Shevisham Rambam B'Lo Sa'aseh Kuf Samach Dalid. It's only from the continuation of Divrei HaTorah Kohanim that the Rambam brings in Kuf Samach Dalid, when it says Haketzad Kohen Gadol Parim Elamatan. So we see that it's talking about a Meis Mamish. So you would think possibly that Pshat in the Rambam is, and Pshat in the Torah's Kohanim is, that it doesn't mean Dafka Meis. A Meis is only a Mashal for Priya, which is Priya Satsmo, like your Pareala Meis. Like the Rambam himself writes in Kuf Samach Gimel, that it's talking about going into the Mikdash Megudlei Seyar, as he himself does it. However, the Torah's Kohanim only says this about prima, about ripping clothing, that the ripping of the clothing is only done, is only usher, in the context of a mace. That primas begadim is only usher in the context of a mace, and not priyas harosh. Uviyoser, that the Rambam say from mitzvahs writes kederach shebnei adam korim uporim ameisehen, the way people korin upormin do kriya and prima on their dead, and not like we have in the Torah's Kohanim. Porin, we have porin upormin. We have, they let their hair grow and they rip. The Rambam only has the rip part. And maybe that was his girsa, that it's only the ripping that's aser, particularly ala meis. And therefore, the gabe priyas rosh, the Rambam says that adarabba, every priyas rosh is aser, not only ala meis. And this is Megala, that this also applies to a Kohen Hegio, that any Priyas Rosh is Aser. Abo Kamuvan Ukamua Tuva. But this is very shver, and that's the way the Ramban was understanding, and that's why he was so confused by the Rambam. That if the Pasuk is talking about Prima Ala Meis, so then the Priya is also Ala Meis. So how can the Rambam say that the Priya isn't even not ala meis? If prima's ala meis, then priya's ala meis. Yet the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says that when it comes to priya, when it comes to growing his hair long, it's not dafka ala meis. But prima is, and they're in the same pasuk. So how do we differentiate and distinguish? How does the Rambam differentiate and distinguish between the two? O Tama Shama Ramban. And what the Rambam writes in Kuf Samech Hei, let's say Kuf Samech Hei, V'kvar hisboer she'elu hashlosha lavin, she'em rosh le'efro b'gad lo'efro minakash le'yetze, and it was already explained that these three lavs, not to let his hair grow, not to cut his, rip his clothing, and not to exit the base hamikdash, omnam nich b'lu b'koin gadol l'var inyanan inyanam, were repeated by the Kohen Gadol to explain their matter. Like it was repeated the inyan of not marrying a grusha son of a chalala. To explain this matter, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Elazar and Isamar, you had this big tzara that your brothers died. But you remain with your holiness, your musar b'priyas rosh, your musar mikriyas begadim, your musar v'yitziya min ha-mikdash, from going out of the mikdash b'shas avoda. Musar mikriyas rosh mikriyas begadim yitziya min ha-mikdash b'shas avoda. V'nich blaz har b'chai gavna, ach yisbar lanu shes harazu b'shas avoda levad chayav misa. And this Azhara was doubled, was repeated by a Kohen Gadol, to tell you that this Azhara is only B'Shas Avodah that they're Chayiv Misa. V'alfi shekol lav me'elo lav and she'enech po'am b'chay ga'a b'Kohen Gadol. En yinosef k'mo she'bi'arnu v'neim b'zeh ribui minyanei mitzvahs. Mishav ma'ashek damnu, but we're not going to add mitzvahs here, even though it's repeated by the Kohen Gadol. But it's to tell you this chiddush that it's dafka b'shas avoda, because it was our Ramban. V'ini atochot to lashos kwanim kulam agoda b'hedjot b'shalosh minos alalu kashvosu minos groshim zubachal b'zoyna b'shakev levar inyanam levad v'imken yulam kulam b'shas avoda b'misa b'shas avoda mutarim. So the Rambam says that it's repeating it by the Kohanim Gedolim to tell you that all Kohanim are equal in these three Isurim, just like they're all equal in not marrying a Grusha Chalala Vizona, a Grusha Chalala Nizona. And the it's repeated just to tell you Chidushim and Halacha, but not to distinguish between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hediot. They have the same dinim. And if so, you kulam b'shas avoda b'misa. So both of them, both the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hediot, should be b'shas avoda b'misa v'shal b'shas avoda mutarim. That b'shas avoda, there should be a chi of misa if they do one of these three things. And shalom b'shas avoda, it should be mutar. Vod yasar ala meis bilvad. And also, it should only be yasser for the maize. She'af because of b'koin gadol amro b'sifrias rosh al meso. That even in the pasuk by Kohen Gadol, it says in the sifri that his hair he shouldn't grow long on his dead. V'imein am shavim v'lo melamdim zeh al zeh yeh amro l'lazov yisam rashecham al tifru mitzad ha'meis bovad ishasu zeh shalom mitzad al v'yem mutter shani Kohen Gadol mini acheres mechudeshes bo chodvarim sosim es atzman. So what the Ramban is asking, or meaning incorrectly, is that the Rambam in Kuf Samach says that the three lavim are all b'shas avoda, not doing priya and prima, not leaving the mikdash. So that's all b'shas avoda. And the Ramban asks that the Rambam apparently here is equating between Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hediot, that he's saying that they're the same, they have the same dinim. So if that's true, they should all be b'shas avoda b'misa, b'shalo b'shas avoda t'mutter. And this is difficult because the mitzvah kumsamach dalid, the Rambam is mechalik, and the Rambam says that a Kohen Gadol is aser, that even shalo b'shas avoda, he's not allowed to do kriya and priya. That a Kohen Gadol is also even shalom b'shas avoda, and a Kohen Hediot is dafka b'shas avoda. He's not allowed to do kriya and rip his clothing, and priyas harosh. So there is a chiluk. So here the Rambam says that Kohen Gadol and Kohen Edut are the same. He's mashvil them. And yet the Rambam himself tells us that they're not equal. And Kuf Samach Dalid, the Rambam says that it's dafka the Kohen Gadol is aser tamid in pri and prima, not the Kohen Hedyot. And if, concludes the Ramban, they're not equal. And here the Torah is just telling us something special about Elazar and Isamar. V'meinam shavim v'lo melamdim ze'al ze'. Yamrol Elazar Isamar al sheicham al tifru mitzad ames bilvad. Then by Kohen Gadol, where's the parasha of Kohen Gadol? By Elazar and Isamar. By us in parasha Shmini, it's this parasha. That's how we got here. So it's mitzad ames bilvad. So that's only mitzad ames. But if it's not mitzad ames, it's going to be mutter. V'shehamaniyah b'kohen gadol maniyah cheres mechudeshes bo. And the iser by kohen gadol is unique. Dafka for avelus. We see it's not true. Because according to the Rambam, priyas rosh is aser, even for a kohen gadol, not mitzad avelus. Stam priyas rosh is aser by a kohen gadol, even if it's not for the sake of avelus, as the Rambam writes. And kuf samach gimel, she's a kohen lekos mikdash mekud leseyar. And it was, why was it repeated? This idea of being Peru Arosh, that you shouldn't think that it's only for Avoda. It's not only for Avoda, it's always. And if a person does avoda that way, then he's chayiv misa. Agopanim, the Rambam here just says that it's aser to be megadel pera, like avelim do, but it's not aser dafka mitzad avelus. It's the primas begadim, not the Rambam writes in Kuf Samach Dalet. Primas begadim, that's mashma the Rambam, that it's dafka mitzad avelus. That's dafka lekral meso. But the Priya is not Dafgala Meis. So if you want to say that a Kohen Gadol is different than the Torah is telling, Elazar and Isamar, that they're not allowed to grow their hair long, then that would be Dafgala Meis, because that's the context of the Parsha. And that's not true, because the Rambam holds that it's not Dafgala Meis. So to summarize the 7 questions that we had, the 2 questions that we had this year, the 5 that we had in the last year, a Kohen Gadol, number 1. A Kohen Gadol is aser b'priyas rosh, even michutz la'mikdash. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to grow his hair long, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. If so, why does the Rambam say that the lav was repeated in order to teach us? It was repeated by Kohen Gadol in order to teach us that Eitzel Kohanim, Priyas Rosh, is Aser, even Shalom Achmas Avelus, even Namitzad Avelus. That's not why it was repeated. It was repeated to tell you that it's Aser, even outside the Mikdash. That's not what the Rambam says. Rambam says that it was repeated to tell you that it's even Shalom Achmas Avelus. So in Losa say Kuf Samach Gimel, The Rambam says that it was repeated by Kohen Gadol to teach us that by Kohanim, it's even Shalom Achmas Avelos. And yet the Rambam in the Yad, according to the Rambam in the Yad, we need it to be repeated, not to tell us that it's Aser. Even Shalom Achmas Avelos. But to tell us that there's an Iser of Priyas Rosh, even Shalom Bamikdash. That there's the Iser of the Kohen Gadol, even Shalom Bamikdash. And not to teach us that there's an Iser Shalom Achmas Avelos, so we have a steer between the Yad and the Sefer HaMitzvos. And in Sefer HaMitzvos, it's doubled by a Kohen Gadol to tell us that he's not allowed to do Priya, even Shalom Achmas Avelos, no matter what. The Rambam himself tells us in the Yad that we needed to tell us that a Kohen Gadol is also even Shalom Bamikdash. He writes that in the Yad, and he also writes it in the Sefer HaMitzvos. So the first kasha we had was, what's the Kefal Azhara by Priyas Rosh? Is it to tell us that it's Aser Mechutz LaMikdash by Kohen Gadol? Or is it to us to tell us that it's Aser even Shalom Achmas Avelos? That's question number one. Question number two is that the Rambam says that the reason he's not allowed to be Megadol Pera, the reason the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Megadol Peretz, because he's always in the Mikdash. Why does he bring time of the Krah? Why does the Rambam have to tell us the reason? The Rambam usually doesn't give us reasons for mitzvahs. So why does the Rambam tell us that the reason that he's not allowed to be Megadol Peretz is because he never leaves the Mikdash? Question number two. Question number three, that in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash it's mashma. That the Yisr of the Kohen Gadol b'korei alamei is dafka b'korei alameis, and not stam. In Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Yisr for the Kohen Gadol is dafka if he rips his clothing for the mace, and not if he stam rips his clothing. It's not usur. And why is that different from Priyas Rosh? Priyas Rosh is not only Alameis, and Priyas Rosh is written in the same Pasuk as ripping clothing. So why is ripping clothing by a Kohen Gadol always only Alameis? And Priyas Rosh is B'chol Makom. Kasha. Question number four. And Moed Katan, we learn that a Kohen Gadol Mitzora is allowed to do Priya and Prima because of Esei Dechaloisesei. So we see that the Isser Priya is B'chol Gavna Neged Mashakatsav B'Klein Mikda. The Isser of Kriya is B'chol Gavna Neged Mashakatsav B'chol Klein Mikdash. In Hilchos Klei Mikdash, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that it's Dafka Alameis. It's Dafka Alameis. That's when he's not allowed to rip his clothing. He's not allowed to rip his clothing, Dafka Alameis. So then why does the Gemara in Moed Katan say that he's only allowed to do? He's only allowed to rip his clothing that's Mitzara because he's an essay of Mitzara, which is Dorcha the Losa say. Of a Kohen Gadol ripping his clothing, it's not Alameis. So it's mashma that Kriya is Dafka Alameis, not like the Rambam says. That Kriya is Dafka, that a Kohen Gadol is Dafka, not allowed to be Kore Alameis. Then you wouldn't need essay Dorcha the Losa say was Dafka Alameis because here it's not Alameis. So you see from the Gemara that Kriya is even Lo Alameis. Question number five is that Bilchus Bias Mikdash, the Rambam writes that Kohen Gadol Asur Legadol Pera, V'lekro begadav le'olam. Sherei tamid u b'mikdash. He's always in the mikdash, and therefore he's not allowed to grow his hair longer with his clothing. So he compares kriya and gidul pera, that they both apply always. And that's against what the Rambam writes in Ochos Klei Mikdash, that kriya is dafka ala meis. In Ochos Klei Mikdash, kriya, Kohen Gadol is only now allowed to be korei ala meis, according to the Rambam. And Hilchos Bias Mikdash, he says it's Leolam because he's always in the Mikdash, even Mashma Shalom Alameis. Question number 6. The Rambam says that the Torah doubled the Yisur by the Kohen Gadol to teach you that Priyas Rosh is not talui ba'avelus. Priyas Rosh is asur always, and that's why the Torah repeated it by the Kohen Gadol. As the Ramban, that the Rambam himself asurs kriya, dafgal meso. On one hand, you say that Priyas Rosh is not Talui Ba'avelus. So ask the Ramban, Kriya is Dafka Al Ameis. So why shouldn't Priya be the same thing? How can you distinguish between the two? They're written in the same Pasuk. And as we read in the Torah's Kohanim that it's mashma that prima is dafka, that prima, meaning kriya al meso, is dafka ba'avelus. Because the example given is when one is doing kriya after for avelus. So if that's the case of kriya, of prima, of ripping clothing, it should be the same thing when it comes to priya, to growing one's hair long. He's not allowed to do that. Dafka machmas avelus. That's question number 6. And question number 7 is that in Mitzvah Kuf Samachay, the Rambam says that all these lavim are dafka b'shas avoda. And the Ramban says that the Rambam is equating between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hetyot. So there should all be B'Shas Avoda B'Misa V'Shalo B'Shas Avoda. They should be Mutter. And this is difficult because in Kuf Samach Daled he was Mechalek. And this is a Kohen Gadol. Afilu Shalo B'Shas Avoda. He's now allowed to do Kriya and Priya. So he's not equating between the two. And if they're not equal, and a Kohen Gadol is different, then we should say that a Kohen Gadol was said dafka by Elazar and Isamar, and it should be dafka la meis. And by Kohen Hedyot, it should always be Aser, but we see that Aser Priyas Rosh is Aser even Shalo ala meis. So if we're learning dafka that a Kohen Gadol is different, then it should be dafka Priyas Rosh should be Aser ala meis, because that's what we learned by Elazar and Isamar. And it's not true, because Priyas Rosh is always Aser the Kohen Gadol. So sweet friends, we really have our work cut out for us. We have these 7 questions, if I understood them correctly, and there's some more to come. And then, Emir Hashem, we will see Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned. Thank you so, so much for listening. B'li neder. Hopefully we'll be zoch to continue if Hashem gives us the koach and the moach and the financial means of Mitzvah Hashem. Shalom, shalom.